Shakira Kwan, TGIF, Carter.
Ty Royal, Smoochie Wallace.
Jack Marius, Tack Theratrix.
The Isaiah T. Billings, Clive.
The Voin Shower Handle.
Le Carpetron, Duke Marriott.
Swervathan, L. Gooding, Splat.
Ozma Taz, Buckshank.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? It's your man Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman, and want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Black Is Break. Whether you're listening to us via iTunes, Stitcher, or the website blackisonline.com, just appreciate you tuning in with us. I just want to give a quick intro for this particular episode. We're getting into ethnic names. This is something we recorded last month with the crew, besides me and KC, Toria, Tash, Carmen, Alicia, Darius, the other Chris, and our fam, KJ and Lady J from Welcome to the Village. We just got into it. You know, names came up and we was having fun with them, just discussing, you know, why we give our children these names. Is something wrong with the names? You know, just exploring the topic for a little bit. So hope you guys enjoy it. Let us know what you think.
Ethnic names answers to something else because they know that people mess their names up.
Or my friend Trelinda, like she
yeah, incorrectly.
No, it's
it's phonetically.
It's
incorrect.
Like Keisha, but with the L.
Yeah. But
it
supposedly should be spelled L I E. That's what I guess the way. That
really?
Is.
No. I never heard of that.
I disagree.
L E I.
L E I.
Yeah.
So I got a name for y'all. I had a teacher, sophomore year of high school. She had prior students. Their names were Lamangelo.
Oh, yeah, and Arangela.
They're famous.
There's more than one set, unless they were out here. Because my mom had a set of twins, Lamangelo and Arangelo.
Yeah, exactly. My teacher had a set of twins, Arangelo and Lamangelo.
My mama had them, too.
It has to be
the same ones, then.
I've heard of them.
Lamangelo.
They went to Markham.
Like lemon. It's really lemon jello.
Okay.
Oh my
God.
Mommy
had
Orange.
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 Yeah. The one that's real popular now is James backwards. Samaje.
No, Nevaeh. Nevaeh. That's heaven backwards.
Nevaeh.
Yeah. I have a little cousin named Nevaeh. I do.
Yeah. Samaje.
Heaven.
I've had like three Samajes. Nevaeh.
Nevaeh is in the hood strong right now.
Yeah.
Five and unders.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nevaeh. Even more than five, I would say.
I've never heard that one.
You never heard Nevaeh? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a strong one.
Oh,
tell me.
Yeah. But of course, with Chris and I having a baby now, this has been a conversation of what we're going to name our child. And it's been interesting talking to different, well, one thing that we discovered, and for those of you that don't have children, do what you will, but it's interesting, people have reactions to names and really, like, sometimes feel it's their place to tell you what they think about the name that you put out there. And sometimes you just don't even care to know or want people's opinion, so you choose how you go about it. And it's funny my family, all of a sudden, members of my family just really want their names in our child's name. I don't know why this is important to them all of a sudden. It was not a big deal before, but it's a big deal to them now. But I remember having a Facebook conversation with a friend who was saying something about how much she loved ethnic names and, you know, she hated the fact that so many black people name their children stale European names. And I told her, I said, well, as a woman with a stale ass, this one is, no, Facebook friend. I said, as a woman with a stale ass European name, married to a man with a stale ass European name, I'm completely biased because so many of my friends who have extremely ethnic names either abbreviate or utilize a middle name because they're judged. And I was like, it's not that that takes anything away from the beauty of some ethnic names. But, you know, to each his own. You know, I met a girl who told me she was thinking about naming her child that wasn't born yet Gaddafi, and I was like, I would want you to read about him first before you make that choice. She was like, yeah, I just think that name is fresh. I was thinking Gaddafi. It's interesting though. I feel like there's other ethnic groups that we don't tend to be super duper judgmental about other groups, but I do know that folks from other races, like I have a friend that I grew up with that was Vietnamese. I'm not going to say her name. We went to high school together, but what her actual name is, she doesn't utilize.
Yeah,
she has a complete Americanized version of the name. And a lot of people do that. It's just not even us, but you know, it's an interesting conversation.
I think it's like middle class black people. They tend to, judge like what they consider to be the made up names, like Quavon Janae or Tavarius or whatever. And I mean, the one thing that helped me in my formation and like getting rid of, like I took a class in as an English major at Morehouse in Black English, and just like certain, you know, sounds and phonetical patterns in like the speaking and among the folk, and like just from like. And it's really interesting to see, like, linguistically, you can trace why certain names are popular and why certain names get invented. And, like, all of West Africa, where the majority of us are from, there's certain sounds that are literally sacred. So you'll have names like Ajua, Asantewa. Women's names are almost always ended with an A sound. Mm-hmm. Or you'll have Kwesi or Kweku or Kwabena. And like the Kwa sound is another sacred sound, the Jwa. And so I always see it as a direct connection to, without us knowing, to our ancestry. Like these are the sounds that we are responding to, you know, by being like, oh, it strikes a chord. That sounds sharp. But yeah, I personally don't judge it. Or I try not to. The judgment comes in, and then I go, wait, you know, let go. Like, this person is more connected than you are. I don't think I'd ever give my kid one of those. I mean, if I did, I would give them, if I did, I'd give them an African name.
Yeah, like that's one that was authentic.
Yeah,
like,
right. I mean, that was truly African.
Yeah, authentic.
Not something with made up.
You wouldn't give them, like, because some of these names feel like it's like names on dice, and you're like, let's see what it is.
Exactly.
All right. Cause, because you know what, I put this way from
no, my mother said. My mother has always said, you have one chance to name your child, and that's the name that the child is going to live with. Unless, like in my family, my grandmother didn't like the name she was given, and she changed it.
Right.
You know, so you, I think we have to be thoughtful about it. It's one thing if you are the sort of parent, you know, a Gwyneth Paltrow, where you got tons and tons of finances and resources at your disposal, and your child may not have to apply for a job and therefore be judged, then you can name your baby Apple, and it'd be no big deal.
Name our children what we name them so they can get a job, though?
No, right. No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I should name my children the way I what I need.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that, and I also think about people who, I feel some type of way about people who change their names, because parents do put in a little bit of work into coming up with the name, and it's like, dang.
Do they though? Not always.
Some of them don't.
Not always.
They just roll the dice.
No, but sometimes it's just like, this is a name I like. It didn't really, there was no thought put into it.
But
it just,
they like it. It was a reason why they gave it. They like that name. So that to me is a thought. Like, I like this. This is what I want to give to somebody that I'm bringing into the world.
But you have somebody have, you else have has some, to live
you gotta
with
like,
it.
You got to second guess. You got to check the thought.
Somebody else has to live with it.
Names didn't hit me like that until college, when I started actually listening to professors try to pronounce other people's names or pronounce, you know, because they would be like, my last name would be Lehman or Leham, and you're like, what the hell? But you hear, these all these ethnic names, and you were like, what the hell? And then you would try to be like, how's it spelled? And you hear people spell their names, you're like, that's how that sounds?
Right.
Really? Like, I don't. And I, you know, so when Kim and I, when we do names, she would throw names out, and I'm looking at it just like that. All right. How would I spell that? Yeah. And if you tell me how it's spelled, can I just read that and say it like that? Or am I going to screw the kid's name up? So I have to be like, That's not how it's pronounced.
Yeah, or any name I would give Chris that he could make a joke out of, then that was automatically.
When do we hear one? You had the one that was like the one where somebody put their name Zero in front of it.
Oh yeah, oh, that was Zero Nika. Or I thought after the fact, I said maybe it's pronounced Zeronica, like right. Veronica.
But why would you? But they use zero.
They
use
the
child.
Zero N I K A. You know, wow.
Zero Nika,
huh?
The zero.
Zeronica.
I like Zeronica a lot better than Zero Nika.
Well, it's either Zeronica or Zeronica,
well,
but
gonna be
spelled
pronounced
both ways. With
the
zero.
Yeah,
pronounced
both ways. With the number. The numeral is at the front.
What? So they're all creative.
That's how they come up with
now, back to your point about jobs. There was an article that circulated. I cannot remember the guy's name. I want to say his name was like
Jose,
and he changed it to Joe, something like that.
Oh, right.
And he got like double the responses to.
He just dropped one letter.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now he was getting phone calls back to his resume because it was not Jose, it was Joe.
That's just racism, though.
Complete racism,
but the name is still ethnic. It's just not. It's Spanish ethnic. It's not, you know, right. The ethnic that we consider ethnic.
Right.
Yeah. I just think we are, you know, I feel like our kids are coming up in a generation where they're going to have a lot more creative freedom when it comes to careers because this is the right. Technological age. So a lot of people are able to build and create their business in their lives. So they won't be judged as harshly as those of us, some of us that have to push resumes and rely on somebody else to hire us. But I do think it, I think it should be taken into consideration. I do.
Hmm. I mean, the world is so hard as it is. Mm-hmm. It just seems like another thing to overcome.
Yeah. That seems like the world is so hard as it is. I wouldn't want my kid to be gay. Like, come on. No.
You have complete 100% control.
The best leg up, I might as well help them by being a sheep and giving them a herd.
If that's
name.
What you think of it, to me, it's not a sheep to not name my kid Aquanetta or whatever. Like, that's not, I'm not missing out on anything at all. Like, I don't care that
right.
I can't do that.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying it's a when someone comes up with a name like Savanche, it's a creative
that as an example. Shut that down.
I had a student named Yolanda, Y-L-L-A-N-D-A. And then when I looked at her, the parent, you know, because they give you the parent's name. Her mom's name was Yolantha, Y-L-L-A-N-T-H-A. And I had no problem with it. It was just like...
It's not a problem, but it's just that you have to like be realistic about how people are going to look at that. It's not a problem.
The founders of this country wanted us to do. Like, this is, they created this society where we go to school, we follow rules, we do this, and that is just an extension of that. To say you don't want to name your child something because they can't get a job. I think that is just, I just don't agree with it.
Let's teach our children to create the businesses that are hiring the, not the,
I agree with
the,
you
but
there.
The hiring the Johns and the whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
but my thing is, we live in this country.
We do.
It'd be great to say we live in this country and we could not abide by any of the rules that make the country function, but everybody has to. It's not just us.
I'll just say this. Whenever I hear this argument, all I have to say is Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah.
So you saying I can't name my baby Table, middle name Leg, Avila, Table Leg, Avila. Is that what you're saying?
In this day and age, you absolutely could. Like Condoleezza, I hear that and I'm thinking ghetto name, but guess what?
But it actually isn't.
No, I don't think ghetto. But it has all the features.
Yeah. Right, but if you actually, but
the
Condoleezza,
the
Conda.
Come on, you're right. It probably isn't.
I think it's a musical term or something. I remember reading about the meaning of it. But trust and believe, Condoleezza went through some shit before she got to this point. Yeah, exactly. And she is the example.
But I'm just saying that just having the name
Barack. Who would have thought that? that.
Having the name isn't going to preclude you from achieving.
If you're exceptional, right? If you're exceptional, nothing is going to stop you.
Well, then, but then that's what we need to be focusing on: raising outliers, raising exceptions.
We can, but I want my kid to be able to survive if they don't come out a genius or a Condoleezza Rice level person. I want her to be able to succeed anyway. Yeah,
every child's not going to be at that level.
I don't want her name to be an impeding something that impedes their life. Like this is.
I hear you. My thing is, why set them at a disadvantage? Because everybody is not going to have the knowledge that you have about the background of the name and the phonetic history behind it. Not everybody is going to even care or take that into account. Mm-hmm. So why? Like, if you just really must have it, you always have a middle name. People have three and four names.
Yeah, give them a
maybe
a
I'm not doing
name.
A good job of building my argument.
You're
but
doing
the,
an excellent job. You actually reshape my opinion.
It's but for me, it's like saying why. It's like, let's make it as easiest on the kid as possible. And I just, when I hear that, I think to myself, well, no one wants their child to be gay. No one wants to have their child have go through the hardness.
You can't control that. You can't control it. This is something you can actively control.
But listen, not some people don't feel that you don't have control. Some people feel that homosexuality is a choice, and you know, so it's like,
but it wouldn't
would
be their choice. It wouldn't be the parents' choice. Is the point?
Even still,
nobody believes they control it.
You brainwash them early so that they don't make those choices that are going to make their lives harder later on. I mean,
but that is what parents do, right?
Exactly. But to me, that's a folly. That you shouldn't be doing that. You should just choose the name that fits the spirit and allow the spirit to be. I don't. You know.
I hear what you're saying.
Well. Somebody just mentioned it, and we live in a country
where
we live in one of the most anti-Islamic countries, if not the most, with a president named Barack Obama. I mean, and so who would have thunk that after 9/11, right, after 9/11, that we would ever elect a president with a name like that?
It was unimaginable.
Yeah.
But it happened. But he is a one in a million, though. I mean, that's why
Look how much love he get.
And so it feels like this. You guys are taking the safe route.
Well, let me say this.
To me, it's not safe. I'm not choosing something that I want. I don't want those names anyway. So to me, it's not a big deal. I mean, I'm not.
I don't like those names anyway.
It's not tempting, and I'm holding myself.
Be clear
back
on this,
from it,
right? I don't like them any damn way.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be different if it were a temptation. Yeah, like, I really want to name my child this, but I feel like
I'm holding
judge
back.
Him or her. No, just.
It's not. It doesn't appeal to me. It's not my taste.
You know, when I chose to name my first son, I named him after his father. After his grandfather. I don't carry my father's last name, and so I chose to carry for my son to carry on his name. Now, it wasn't in the traditional way of, you know, being carried on in his last name, but I was hoping that maybe it could become a tradition, and from this point on. At least one of my grandsons would be named, would carry on my father's name. So that was, you know, a sentimental thing for me. But when my second son was born, I had to come and evaluate that because my first son's name, it ended up being a unisex name because it was a last name. It ended up being a name that could either be a gender neutral name. And I like that theme. I like the fact that my son, if they both chose to go by just their first name and their last name, the person who was reading their resume could not identify whether it was a male or a female. Mm-hmm. And they would totally have this, ambiguity. I think that's not a word, but I just
ambiguity.
Made it one. Thank you. Ambiguity. Within their resume, that the person reading wouldn't know if it was a male or female, but they was only going to be going to be charged on what was said about them or what they wrote about them, you know. And I like that. I like the fact that they was going to be able to come to the table and only their strengths were going to be able to come out in the resume, you know. And I really got the idea from Jamie Foxx, because Jamie Foxx, we know that that's not his real name, but he chose a female name because female comics at the time got picked first. They were able to come onto the scene first and they got longer time. So he chose a female name at that time when he was coming to the scene for those reasons. And I thought, like, how ingenious was that to have a name that was unisex and to have it play in your favor?
You know, and so for me, I had to come and really do that with my son's name. And I wrote their names out. Like any name that I chose, I wrote it down. I wanted to know how it looked on paper. I wanted to, and in its entirety, not just, you know, first name, last name, it's the whole middle name
did
as well.
Did you consider their name in conjunction with their siblings' name? So having to call both of them at the same time?
I did. Okay. Yes. Because I did not choose. It is because I didn't want to be the, even though I still mess their names up anyway, but I didn't want to be like Tommy, Timmy, Tanisha, you know, boy, you the one over there, come over here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I listened to how it rang, how it sound. I would pronounce their name out loud to see what it sound like if someone was calling them from across the way or introducing them like, oh, let me introduce such and such and such and such. You know, I wanted to know how all of that was. I didn't want them to be the kid. Now, this has had to do with me being in the Navy. I didn't want them to be the kid that have 14 letters in their name in the kindergarten. Right. You know what I mean? Because in the Navy, when I got into the Navy, you had to write your name on your drawers. You wrote your name on your drawers, on your shirts, on everything. And so the person who had... No, your last name. Yeah. So the person who had the 17-letter last name was sitting there for 17 letters... stenciling that 17-letter name on every piece of article of clothing that they had. And so for me, I was like, oh, see, my baby's not going to go through that. Or the person who has the really odd name, you know, with the Z's and the Q's and the R's, although I do like those names a lot. I think it's a genius to be able to find a name that sounds really pretty and really nice and it has a Q in it or a Z or some letter that you normally don't hear. You know, I like that. However, comma... in kindergarten, it's a little bit difficult for some kids, you know. There are some letters just strategically. In kindergarten, it's really hard for kindergartners to do circles. So a Q name is really, they're going to struggle with that because they're not going to get that because they don't have that grasp, that motor dexterity at that time to be able to do that circle. So those are things that I think about. Like, I don't want to set my kid up for failure. And so maybe it's just me being a mom and overthinking it because I am that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, and I just take issue with the idea that we're setting kids up for failure when we give them complicated or long. Like, everyone knows how to pronounce Schwarzenegger. And or people, like, I think of the character on The Wire, Mr. Presbyluski, and how he shortened his name to Mr. Prez. Like, there's certain names and certain cultures that... you'll get it. You know, it may not be the simplest. It may not be the easiest. But, you know, eventually you'll get it. And we aren't going to... it's not putting somebody behind. It's not putting them at a deficit by giving them a name like Condoleezza, which isn't an actual name, but something in music. Or a name like Apple, which, is, you know, like... that's, they're weird names, yes, but I just don't believe that that's putting people at a disadvantage to begin with. And I think that mentality is kind of what, and I'm actually, I don't want what you guys to get from me as me being judgmental about this, but I think we really need to combat the mentality that we have to follow certain guidelines and standard, and particularly when they're like standard American guidelines that end up putting us on the outside as people of color, whether it's Jose and we're Latino or Quambajene Wallace and we're black, you know, like I just think we should be buck the system a little more and be helpful of folks who buck the system and encouraging and supporting.
But I mean, the article she's talking about, they're literally saying that there is a difference. So I mean, you can say it doesn't impact them or it doesn't. No. It's not a negative thing, but I'm like, there's evidence that there it is. I mean, there's literally evidence that supports that you are making it potentially harder for your child if you give them a certain name. And it's sad, and I'm not saying it's right. Well, it is what it is, though.
It is what it is, but things change. And we can, the system, just like for a while you hadn't heard black people talk about, like, the disadvantages to corporal punishment, and now with Adrian Peterson, you're hearing it. It's like there's a wave, and I think we can help push the wave.
But really push the wave to support that, like, Aquanetta. I mean, I don't, that's not a cause that I'm really for, no offense. Because no, I do push for people accepting their gay children, and all, like, I'm all for that.
except, but I'm not going to fight for the, I mean, it's just not something I'm going to be passionate about. I'm sorry. I'm not passionate about that. We need to fight for that, right? No. Like, I do think society should accept everyone. Now, African names, I totally agree.
Because I don't see the difference, though. It's still Jose and an African name is still people being biased based on ethnicity.
That I'm willing to fight that. I think that should be fought.
With a made-up name, all it's doing is telegraphing ethnicity. It's not.
Yeah, it's just the made-up name is not something that sparks my passion. I don't feel like I need to defend that.
She's
like,
not going to defend Tashinetta.
If you want to name your daughter, like, you know, something African that's hard to that's hard to pronounce and hard to spell, and it's African. Like, I think that that should not be held against anyone. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I'm not for that. And same with Jose, or, you know, I don't know, something Asian, I guess. The mm-hmm. same thing. I mean, that's fine. But when it comes to, like, the made-up names, you lose me a little bit is when you lose me. Ever. Sorry.
My girlfriend is a principal in Chicago, and her student's name was Menage Toinette. That's all I gotta say.
Judge. That beats everything.
You didn't do your due diligence. You gotta like how you said. Well, Lay J, you chose a name and you actually like did some due diligence just on it. Like, let me test it out. Let me try. Some of these names sound like you just I did this. This one sounds cool, but now like, did you actually like think about it for a few days?
No.
What does it sound like?
I need you to know,
like, I don't want it to be on no skit. No.
That's what was the problem.
She was on Facebook asking my other cousins, and that's what they came up with.
Menage.
Heaven spelled backwards.
Menage
Toinette. She toiled over this. She had her baby, didn't name the baby Nevaeh until 3 days later. She toiled over it. She did. At her level. It wasn't at an intellectual, it wasn't all that, but it was at her level of knowledge.
And so then there is
exposure, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
To ladies.
And I feel as if we're criticizing.
Communicated by the name.
I know, but
right.
We're.
Right.
But.
I'm just saying, that's what you communicate. You communicate a certain. It's sad. I mean, I'm not defending that.
It's classism.
That's life. I mean, I don't know what to say.
But then you're supporting classism. Would you agree or no? Or?
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, it's not that, but I guess maybe I
in
do.
In that aspect, you are.
Yeah. Now, if I had a resume where, like, they're exactly the same, but just one person has, like, some ghetto name and the other person doesn't, then I would absolutely check myself. Like, I'm not going to judge if they're the same or whatever.
Right.
For sure, I would. But I know that people will. Yeah. Yes, and I will think the name's ghetto. Yeah, I will.
Some of your clients will think that they're ghetto, and you'll wonder, I wonder how my clients will interface with them instead of taking a stance like, yo, I hired the best person, and this is their ghetto name, and you're going to love their ghetto ass.
Well, I know what's sad is I actually think that black people sometimes have more of a problem, because white people, I think, sometimes see all the names the same. Like, I don't know that they differentiate sometimes between the super made-up names versus, like, the African names. I think they don't, to them, it's like, but black people, we know the difference. So I know this is a made up, this is not some Nigerian prince. This is like,
this is like a project gangster.
No. Like, I know that.
He's a project prince.
Yeah.
So, the prince of the project.
Now, if your resume is great, then fine. You did great. Like, I'm not going to hold that against you, but I know people will. I know that. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. To Lady J's point, what I do like is, because there are some of us, and I think we need to be honest about this, all black people don't have this extreme connection to Africa. We don't. So you don't necessarily connect with African names or names that are byproducts of African names. But any of it. But having maintaining family names, I find that to be something that can be kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I know, and Chris's family is real good for this. There's a lot of Mignons, Camille's, Paul's. It's like four or five names that are repeated within every generation. My dad's side of the family, maybe, no, because your people aren't from Louisiana, but my dad's people, there's a lot of Margarets, a lot of Margarets. What's the other name that comes out over there? Margaret, Well, Margaret's the only one that's obviously standing out to me right now. Because there's a Margaret, a little Margaret. You know, you got big Margaret, little Margaret, all that kind of stuff. And so I think sometimes that's our people's way of trying to preserve some sort of legacy. Your grandmother was named Margaret and she meant something to you. So then you name your child Margaret and then your child's baby becomes little Margaret. You know, you pass it down. Peaches? Her first name was actually Peaches? Okay. And it's funny, we toy because my great great grandmother's name was Pink Ella. Pink Ella. Her name was Pink Ella Huntley. And I was like, the only thing is Pink Ella, Blue Ivy, it's too much. It's just too close. But, you know, we thought about that for a middle name, but that was her name.
I like Ella.
Yeah, like Ella. But yeah. Pink Ella. Aaron,
there's a trend going back to those old names, too. Like yeah, Sophia. Definitely.
Hopefully not the real, real old something. You'd be like, yeah that's old. Old
Sarah. That's cute. Sarah. I like that. Sarah.
So Mayville. When we were naming our second kid, I wasn't around to name the first one, but that's okay. So my baby. But we were naming our kids. For me, the biggest thing was I wanted his name to be powerful. That's what really motivated me, because we could have picked a million names. We could have went Kevin the Third, which would have satisfied my dad, but you know what I'm saying? But we were like, wow, like this name stands out. And I remember the moment he was born, the nurse was like, well, what's his name? I said, this is his name. And she says, wow, that is so regal. That is such a great name to name a kid. We named our sons. We wanted them to have some powerful names. We want people to say their names and associate them with good things. And that's why we're trying to, you know, be so strict and raise them to a certain degree. But you know, as far as, you know, what you're saying, as far as the different names, I think you're right in a way. I think if we come out of that mentality, I think we'll be okay. I think if we learn to look at people on paper for what they are, instead of looking at the name and judging it off of that, then we can be okay. If we automatically look at the name and kind of that's it, then we're never going to win as a society. And especially within our own community, Black people are the worst at judging each other. I think we... I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do it. Well, we're not the worst, but we do it. We're all very hard on each other, but go ahead, honey.
And I just think, you know, the truth of the matter is really we have to, as people, we have to really understand the importance of a name.
Yes.
You know, like, I think there was a moment in life where the importance of a name really, our ancestors knew that a name stayed with you for all your life and that there was significance behind it. And you took time to, you know what I mean? The Native culture, the Native American culture, they know the importance of a name. They know that their name follows them for their life and it means something. Mm-hmm. You know, when they name their dog, not a squat dog is what I was just thinking, but I have a friend of mine, her name is something sunshine. It means sunshine, whatever her tongue is, but it means sunshine. You know, it meant that. It meant something for her. There's a meaning behind your name. So when you name your child Menage a Trois and you name them Tequila, which is right. Great, grand, wonderful, you have to know that they carry that with them. And there are things that come with that name. You know what I mean? Like, you can't name your name. You can't name your child Menage a Trois and expect there not to be any kind of repercussions behind that. Like, what were you thinking, mom or dad? Like, come on. Like, you already know what that means in real life. So now they have to carry on the burden of their name. You know?
It is. It just shouldn't be a burden, really.
You know what? My son's going to have way too many other things to worry about. The least thing that I want him to have to worry about is a name.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know? That shouldn't be something that impedes him in any way. And I think what your point, and I wish society was different, that, you know, what you name your kid, they wouldn't be judged on for the rest of life, but it isn't. And so, I mean, I guess I just am like, would rather operate what's best for the reality that I have.
It's just some of them names, you just wonder, like, how we always talking about what they mean. Some of them, I'm like, what does it mean?
Nothing. Or,
yeah, I just, you know, there was a couple names that I liked, so I just combined the two. You're like, okay, so what is it now? So what does it mean? You're like, I don't know. Whatever I feel like it.
Right.
You're right. When a name doesn't have a meaning, it has less punch. The choice that you're making that choice has less punch. No, and you make a good point about the name means something and know what you're giving. You're like Tangeray, but I don't see a problem with Tangeray. No, I don't see a problem.
You don't see a problem with Tangeray?
No, I don't. I don't. I know
it's Tangeray Corvette.
But only because we associate it with the
liquor that it is.
We associate it with the liquor. But really, it's a family. It's a family.
It's a family name.
And so it's a last name. And
as
so,
is Calvert, which is a brand of whiskey.
You know, and so because as I guess as lushes and alcoholics, okay, we're just like Tangeray, but really it's a real name, and it has, you know, it's so I don't think dissing it is. I guess the last thing I would say is I think what we name our kids is a very interesting glimpse into us as people. Just like you say, you represent your parents, because I think some of the trendy like hipster names like preppy names like Hunter and Tyler. For me, as judgmental as someone is about a invented name, I see Hunter and there's a bit of me that kind of like rolls my eyes, like, oh, your fucking parents are just trendy and they couldn't come up with anything. And it could very well be a family name. It could very well have been someone's last name. And they're paying homage to somebody's brother who died.
Who's a Hunter?
Or whatever. Right. But, you know, for me, just, you know, I guess we should all try to curb our judgment about the name.
That, I mean, when a parent's naming their kid Hunter, you might judge them for it, but when it comes down to it, like, that kid's not going to have a problem with that name.
Like Menage a Trois. Like,
yeah. So, I mean, I get that you have a problem with it.
That's rough.
Yeah.
There's some names
that
you can't come back from. Like, there's
no. Yes, you can. First off, you can change your name. The kid can change.
But you have to change your name.
You moved away from mommy's creativity once you've done that.
And as an adult, you are definitely allowed to do
come here, Minaj.
And you're just like, that name doesn't fit me. Or like, you know what? My parents were a little underdeveloped and ignorant at the time. I don't think that, but the individual's allowed to do that.
But here it is. Okay, so baby Minaj. Kids are cruel.
But kids aren't going to know what a Minaj is.
What?
A five-year-old, if
a five-year-old.
Middle school,
you're allowed to change your name in middle school.
You
can't
change your name until you're 18.
Nicki Minaj. Minaj. Just call it Minaj.
No, and that
she'll probably get like, oh, her name is Minaj. Depending on what school she goes to, it might be positive connotation.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Why name your kid something
they
have to change?
Listen. I wouldn't, because I know, but I'm saying a kid, a parent who names their kid, what was the name, Carmen?
Menage Toinette.
Menage Toinette.
That's regal.
Okay. like, you can't even clean that up even if you wanted to. Like, there's no way to clean that particular name up.
Antoinette.
That's not her name.
You can nickname it. But in elementary school, listen, when kids are nine, they're not going to be like, your name is Menage a Trois.
Yes, they will.
Nine?
Yes.
9-year-olds know what a Menage a Trois is?
Some of them, yes. You only need one.
That's the fucking problem. Right,
but
there,
you only need one 9-year-old to know. That's all you need is just one.
Exactly.
If they don't know, they're going to act like they know.
And the teachers don't know.
At your kid's school, or do you have a 9-year-old? No, not yet. At six, do any of your kids classmates, do you think they know what a menage a trois is?
They're six.
No.
But the teachers know. The teachers know.
They know.
They can find out. They figure it out fast.
It wouldn't matter because it sound funny. They'd be like menage a trois. What the hell?
They're gonna sound funny. Their parents gonna be like,
now take this as a scenario. Child, the 9-year-old came home and said, "Mommy, my friend named Menage a Trois." And so the parent is like, "What?
You cracking up?
Like,
You know, and then that's how they come to find that's out right. what a menage a trois is that's because right.
The parents
would laugh. But wait, are you sure that's the kid's name?
Wait, let me ask a question to the parents. So what if your kid is like, can I go play at Menage Toinette's house? Because I would be like, no. Right. I would be like, no. No.
I'm going to let them play. Let me tell you why.
At your house? At the house, though?
At their house. You know why?
Really?
It's a name.
But, yeah. But I'm going to be like thinking, why did those parents?
You know parents would not let the kids go?
Yes.
I do.
I would let my kids go.
I would need to know the parents. I would need to meet them.
It ain't their kids' fault.
I'm not going to let my kids go and play somewhere I don't know anyway. But if they...
By the parents.
Yeah.
I would have said there's probably like some young parents that don't know no better.
That would be very hard for me. I would have a big problem with that.
And I'm going to say, and I think you bring up a good point because if you name your child Menage a Trois,
yeah,
knowing what that means,
yeah,
it says I'm irresponsible.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. It says I'm irresponsible to name my child Menage a Trois.
Yes.
And so therefore, it makes you question them as a parent automatically.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, Menage a Trois. Yeah. It makes you a little bit more regal. Yeah.
That's real.
It makes you question them as a parent.
Exactly.
Now, it's crazy
that's
because
point.
If I had named my child Menage a Trois, maybe not knowing what it was or whatever, once I came to know what it was and know what it meant, I would have to go and change my baby's name. There's no way that I would let them stay with that.
Back to the comment Tash made about being underdeveloped.
Yeah.
And so if they were underdeveloped when they named their child, they're still not advanced.
Right.
You know, they're still lagging.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it would have to be something you would think about for sure if your kid was like, you know, I want to go play at Menage Juanette's house. I would think about it. I would like,
I have to know the parents.
Right, like,
that's just what it is.
Like,
I have to know the parents. If I know the parents and the parents are cool, whatever, man. Like, you name your kid Menage a Trois. There's nothing I can do about that. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm going to laugh a lot.
Every time you see the baby.
Exactly. Hey, girl. You know? Like, I laugh at that one, too. I ain't going to lie. Alizé.
Can your kids go play with Alizé?
Champagne.
They got
brandy.
Alexis. Corvette.
O'Shawn. O'Shawn.
That's a kid, Sequoia.
Not necessarily.
Sequoia.
But I don't like those, though.
Champagne and naming the kid Sequoia is exactly the like, concept is the same, but it's not interpreted.
No, but like Paris, Milan.
I love the name Milan, though.
It's
well,
a pretty
Paris is named after a person.
Champagne.
Right?
That's
the city,
cool.
I think, is named after.
Oh, you mean the city?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's
right.
What you
Brooklyn.
Mean?
I've heard that as a name.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Harlem.
I have a cousin named Brooklyn, though.
I know a dog named Harlem.
I know a dog named Harlem.
Oh, I like the name Harlem.
You know a
person named Harlem.
Okay.
I do.
Like you actually maintain a friendship.
Yes. You said dog.
It's a cool ass dog.
Leisha's nephew. Right. Leisha's nephew's name is Harlem, and it happens to be a dog.
My goddaughter. Actually.
Harlem is your god dog?
No.
Oh,
we'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you're thinking. On Twitter at Black Is Online, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, email us at kc@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on the hotline at 323-455-4219. And check us out at www.blackisonline.com. Thanks for listening.